had a couple of local residents who were particularly moved that day, as many of us were. But Ron McKay drew and painted this painting of Lady Liberty and the Twin Towers. And that painting inspired Dan Rozonke to draft a poem. Dan was a little too shy to come up and read it in front of everyone, so he asked that I do that for him, so I'll give it a go here. So the title of it was September 11, 2001, Fallen Heroes. Only the good Lord knows why he called you all home on that dreadful day. His works are strange and mysterious. He wanted it that way. Perhaps he didn't want to take you alone, but rather with your friends who were also in the danger zone. Yes, he took you in his hands the moment you got off that ladder. He couldn't stand to see you be any sadder. As Lady Liberty provided the light to get you through the smoke and the haze, tears ran down her cheek as up to heaven she did gaze. But the World Trade Center still burning and crumbling from this horrible deed, the grass in the distance was a beautiful green without a single weed. September 11th, 2001 is a date we will never forget. To all those who arrived to help, we say thanks. Your heroism may never again be met. Dan wrote that the week of September 11th. And I think it bears mentioning that both Dan and Ron were members of the Manning Volunteer Fire Department at that time. So the events that took place that day, I think, had extra meaning to them because of that. So